Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Hauser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe SQ. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentine for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. Blasingame moves to second. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nan hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Pete Rickert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickert is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nunn scoops it up and throws to first, with Rickert covering, for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner, who is chasing the ball. Howard reaches third base with a triple. Dick Nunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunn is 0-for-2 in the game. Nunn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bell, and towards Hauser, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Casanova for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colavito moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field. Valentine picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Valentine. Colavito scores. Houser goes all the way around to score. Askew moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Ron Klein now pitching. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nen fields the ball and throws to Klein covering. Safe. Askew moves to third. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Askew scores. Landis moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Jim Landis now playing left field. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. King hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Howard reaches second base with a double. Bob Savarin pinch runs for Frank Howard. Dick Nen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nen is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Savarin moves to third. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Savarin now playing left field. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nunn juggles the ball. That's an error on Nunn. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to third. Tony Curry pinch hits for Dick Hauser. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a fly ball into left field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Colavito moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Askew moves to third. Bell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez now playing second base. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 3 in the game. Casanova strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6. And Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.